Fillmore Wind Band's Christmas Spectacular concert this year will be Saturday, December 7th at 7 o'clock. Participating will be the Fillmore Wind Band, the Independence Youth Choir, and the Connor High School Choirs. MC will be Nancy James. With me in the studio is Fillmore Wind Band President Stuart Blott and Avius Jackson, who's associate conductor. They're going to be previewing the concert tonight. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much.
Glad to be here.
Pleasure to be here.
This Christmas concert's a fundraiser for a trip to New York City's Carnegie Hall next May. Tell us about this trip and the band which will be performing there.
Oh, well, we're just so thrilled to be able to take this trip. We're going to take this trip, actually, in partnership with Arkansas Tech University. Our fearless leader, Jim Daughters, he is the associate conductor there. So we're going to take this trip with their two concert bands and combine our Fillmore Wind Band for just a fabulous trip into Carnegie Hall, which lives up to all the hype and is like nothing you've ever seen or played in, and is the dream of every musician to play in that hall.
And tell us about the band, Stuart.
We've been together for about 9 years. It's made up of semi-professional players, many band directors, as Avius is here. We have a lot of people from CCM, Miami University, a lot of business people as well. And like our namesake, Fillmore Wind Band, we try to play one of his pieces on our concert every year to represent him as well.
How long has the band been together?
We've been together for 9 years.
And I looked on the website, and it looked like there might have been 50 or more musicians?
Yeah, we have about 60 musicians or so that range from playing from the piccolo, the flute, all the way down to the euphoniums and tubas and even a slew of percussion folks as well.
So, are you going to New York City on bus?
We are. We are going to go by charter bus, but you know, we do need funds to get that. That's kind of one of the reasons we're putting this concert on, is to get us to New York City to play at Carnegie Hall. So we're actually going to be doing a silent cake auction as well. We have members donating several cakes for us people can auction off. And we're also partnering with the Sharonville Christmas Fund as well. And we're actually going to, if you bring in a can donation, we'll give you $3 off the price of the ticket. So we want to give back to the community as well. You know, we got a new home in Princeton, and like, let's partner with the community, and the Sharonville Christmas Fund is a great way, a collaborative effort that way.
When you say Princeton is your new home, does that mean that's where you rehearse?
Yeah, we do rehearse at Princeton. Actually, we just came from rehearsal every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4, where we get together, and we're very thankful for the folks at Princeton to allow us to come in, and it's been very nice to get into a new spot, new place for us, and to launch ourselves into Carnegie Hall.
Where will the concert be, Avius?
The concert will be at the Matthews Auditorium in Princeton at Princeton High School. It's a beautiful facility, and they are very lucky there to have just great rehearsal facilities, a great auditorium.
What's the program going to be like on December 7th?
I think the title sums it up, spectacular, because in addition to the two choirs that we'll have, the Cincy Steel band will also be joining us. So we thought that that would be a fantastic combination of voices, wind instruments, and steel band to put that all together. So I think that there is something there for everyone. Whatever your interest is, something will be there to hold your attention.
And Nancy James is going to be emceeing. She's also a great vocalist. Is she going to be performing at all?
Yeah, that might be a little surprise.
We can see if we can get her to do something maybe unprompted, and we'll just jump in.
We're very thankful for Nancy to come out and MC us. She's done it in the past for us, done a great job, and we love her. The crowd loves her, and it's going to be a great, spectacular event.
Do you have a date yet for the concert in New York?
Yeah, the date is Friday, May 22nd.
So that's right before Memorial Day.
It is. Yes. It is.
Which would be a great time for people from Cincinnati to go up and support you all.
Yes.
It's always great to play for a huge audience. You know, we just feed off the energy that the audience gives to us.
And
Do you ever have vocalists with the wind band?
Yes. As a matter of fact, at our Christmas concert last year, we had a CCM student, Kate Gardine.
Yes.
She came and
Beautiful voice.
Yes. We did several arrangements that she sang and we played and accompanied her. And it made for a good combination of good winter celebration.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great event.
And yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having us.
I've been in conversation with Avius Jackson, associate conductor of the Fillmore Wind Band, and Stuart Blott, who is the president of the band. The Fillmore Wind Band's Christmas Spectacular Concert will be held on Saturday, December 7th at 7 o'clock. You can find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.